Proclamation number 8533 of 18th of June, 1963. God needs his servants. I can give you back everything you lose, for my power is great. But I also know that I must sometimes take from you what your heart still clings to if I want to render you a service. And then you should surrender to my will and know that it is necessary for your soul's salvation. And as soon as the danger is removed, I will also give to you again abundantly, and you will need to suffer no hardship. In the coming time you will never need to worry about earthly things, for I know what you need and this you will also receive. But I presuppose that you do faithful work as my servants, that you constantly remember your mission, which you are to fulfill. That you pass on my word to your fellow human beings, which you receive directly from me. And you can believe it that I as a good house father look after my servants because I need you. I still want to come to the help of many men that they reach them on earth. And I will always be anxious to relieve all my servants of earthly worries so that they can be unhindered active for me and my kingdom. And when therefore difficult times will befall you, when you will be torn out of the ordered circumstances and get into a chaos, which seems to be insurmountable for you, then you also then need not worry, because I take over the worry for you, who can do everything, also what seems to be impossible for you. Because I need your help more and more urgently, which consists in sending the truth to men, who are entangled in a jumble of false doctrines, who again and again are deceived anew by my opponent and his following and need good guidance to find out of their spiritual darkness. Again and again I must emphasize that there is only one path to me. The path of truth. And this I show you myself by revealing myself to you, by imparting to you an unusual knowledge which all people shall experience in order to tread the right path. And so as long as I need a servant who has voluntarily taken on this task for me to convey the truth to his fellow human beings, I will also receive him and again send him instructions so that he can feel guided by me and he also fully trusts me that I will helpfully assist him in his mission. And he can also always be certain of my help. After all, it is still necessary to carry out a rescue work of the greatest magnitude before the end, which can decide the fate of many souls. And because this rescue work can only be carried out by few people who are devoted to me in love and completely submit their will to mine, I must also obviously work on these few people. I must look after them bodily and spiritually. I must make them happy with my presence and address them directly, for strength is to be directed from me to earth, which is now to fill people in the form of my word and which returns to the source of strength. Thus feeds souls to me which were lost to me for a long time but will inevitably return to me one day. The source of power from eternity now seeks a vessel for itself into which it can pour itself. And this vessel becomes a spring of life for fellow men, because power can be received there at any time, because I myself can now also supply my power current to those who are still far away from the original source, but have desire for power for their weakened souls. I always only think of the state of the soul of man, and this I want to improve, and that I can only achieve through supply of power out of me, which often cannot take place directly and that is why loyal servants must serve me, through whom I now can supply the power current to those who knows about the great spiritual trouble in which mankind walks, You will also understand how immensely important the office is of him who serves me, that I can let power flow directly out of me to earth, who receives my word, the pure truth, which alone helps the souls to mature. And the word recipient himself will also recognize the importance of his mission and hand himself over to me in complete trust and only ever expect my instructions and willingly carry them out. And he is never to doubt that I need him, because his willingness to serve me also enables him for this task. And since it is alone about the rescue of souls out of spiritual trouble, all earthly things step into the background, both the earthly living conditions as also the earthly body of him who wants to serve me. It is spiritual work which is to be done. It is spiritual power which expresses itself through my servants, and it is spiritual power which also receives him earthly. And no doubting thought is to arise in him, because body and soul serve me, and power goes to both through my spirit, as long as I need a man that he serves me and helps his fellow men to the rescue of their souls. Amen.